Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight on this Wednesday, the 19th of November. It's the 21st, I just saw this online, it's the 21st anniversary of the Malice at the Palace. Do you even remember that, Joe? Do you remember the Malice at the Palace?
I don't remember it, but I go back to it once every couple of months just to be like, wow, that's what it used to be like at
Doesn't Arenas. Seem like it was that long ago. It doesn't seem like it was 21 years ago. I have the video on in here right now. The Pacers were up 15 in Detroit with about 45 seconds left to go in the fourth. The game was over. Ben Wallace gets it in the post, puts a little spin move on O'Neal or whoever it was out there. I don't know who was out there. It probably wasn't O'Neal. I don't know who it was. And Artest was still out there, and Artest just slugs him. And I've never seen Ron Artest back away from anybody. But when Wallace turned around, first of all, he shoves him, pushes him about 20 steps backwards, which, again, you don't see that with Artest. You just don't. You never saw anybody push him like that and have him go flying out of the frame. And then he pushed him, and then he went after. Ben Wallace was a scary-ass dude, man. Scary dude. He's just like an angry bull just charging at Artest, and Artest is backing up. He's like, uh-oh, no. And then all these people got in the way. Steven Jackson comes running over. Rasheed Wallace, like, checks him. And it seemed like maybe it was over. Artest goes, lays down on the scorer's table, and then, boom, here comes some cup flying in from out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, Artest and Jackson are up in there just swinging on random dudes. Don't know if they did it or not. Not sure who exactly it was. Didn't matter at that point. Oh, man, what a night that was. Boy, that was wild. That was a wild night. I can't believe that was over 20 years ago. I really can't. Doesn't seem like that long ago. But I remember that night well. I remember that night well. I was working at a sports bar in Lafayette, Colorado. I was still in school.
Brag?
Not really.
The bar part, not the school part.
I wouldn't say that to brag either. The main thing, I won't say the name of the place, but it's long gone now. But one time when I was working there, this is a true story, I was working there, and one of the customers at a table I was serving got arrested for a hate crime while I was, I'm not kidding, they didn't commit the hate crime out there, but there was a warrant out for this guy for committing a hate crime in Boulder, and they arrested him. All these cops came up on bicycles. They all rode up. They surrounded the patio, and they arrested this guy, and I was like, whoa, okay. And they, you know, frog walked him right out of there, and I said, what'd he do? He did a hate crime. I said, okay. And then I read about it. He did. He committed a hate crime. He was like a racist guy. He said something to some couple, and then he got out and started trying to fight him, and they were looking for him, and they found him at the bar I was working at. He was sitting out on the patio like everything was cool. And that's a true story. but yeah, so that's why I wouldn't necessarily say brag. We'll get to our 8 o'clock headlines here in just a minute, but first, let's get to our buddy Casper in Worcester. Go ahead, Casper.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, Casper.
I heard all the Patriots talk, and there's no question. There's two things. There's no question in my mind that the Pats will go middle depth into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're playing well. Maybe they won't win it all, but they're legitimate. Second thing is this, and I'll get back to you on it. I'm hoping, and I'm asking you, because you're from the North End, I'd like to see you come into town, into the North End, with Rob Bradford.
Okay.
My father loved him. And I'm going to try to work on the logistics and see a couple of haunts and gems that you would know and I would know.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, taste some of the food and some libation. I'll let you go. I know there's other people waiting.
Casper, thank you. And sure, I know you're out in Worcester, but if you're down in the city, see, here's the thing is that I'm not in the city that much anymore. I'm just not. I don't live there anymore. I'm still very invested in the, you know, the city and everything else, but I don't live in that area, you know. I don't. I'm kind of near Hyde Park, so I guess I'm not far from the city. Like, I'm right on the Hyde Park line, but not you know, down on the southern part, so the southern end of it, which is the good end, if you ask me. That's where Ron's Ice Cream is, with the bowling alley. Love that. Took my son there. Big hit. We got a bowler in the family, that's for sure. Yeah, I'd be down for that. I'd be down for that for sure. Yeah, I'd take Casper to a couple of fun places down there that I think, you know, you can still go to. When I'm in the North End, I like to go down to the Modern Pastry, that little bar underneath Modern Pastry. It's like a little speakeasy down there. It's like a little club. Nice wood paneling. They got good, sweet, you know, tasty drinks. That's always a fun time. Love.
All right, let's go.
And Rob, Bradford, you come too. Hit up Corner Cafe. Hit up R2. Luca, nice bar at Luca. Oh, yeah, we'd do it right. We'd absolutely do it right. Try and get into Neptune. Hard to get in there. I know some people at Neptune. I can maybe pull some strings. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right?
I got Neptune connections, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a good place to have connections. Famous, did Neptune, like Dua Lipa was at Neptune a little while ago? I was like, which chair? Which chair? I didn't actually say that. But, yeah, that's like Doc Rivers I've seen in there before. Like, that's a hot spot, and it's very hot. I mean, it's so small, but it's so worth it. Oh, it's so good. And that really just sums up the North End in general, right? You go, you get a reservation at a place that you want. You get a seat at a place that you want. I know you can't get those at Neptune's, but, like, you know, that's a big deal. Still is, I think. Still is. And with that, we'll get to the New England Nightly News at 8:30, but right now it's time for your headlines.
These are the headlines.
All right, your Boston Bruins coming off of a not great loss, never a great loss, but after falling to the Hurricanes, we'll head out tonight on a West Coast road trip that begins in Anaheim with a very, very good Ducks team. Ducks team that so far this year has been the standard bearers there. At the very top of the Pacific Division, ahead of the Golden Knights, ahead of the Kings, ahead of the Oilers. Some teams getting off to slow starts so far this year. You could say the same thing about the Bruins division, which they are now no longer leading. The Detroit Red Wings, who have won two in a row, have taken over with 25 points. Bruins at 24, Montreal with 23, and then Tampa and the Sens with 22 each. It's very close. Everybody's very close, only 4 points separating the first place team and the Florida Panthers, who are only 6th in the division. And with that, the Bruins heading out to Anaheim tonight. Good matchup there, tough matchup for them. Would be nice to see them bounce back after that loss, because if they lose this one, they'll have lost 3 of their last 4. They did lose to Ottawa back on Thursday. And after that, you got the Kings. After that, you got the Sharks. Head back east to take on the Islanders, and then right around Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, you got the New York Rangers, and then two, a home-and-home with Detroit, the Detroit Red Wings, who are off to a surprising and good start, much like how the Bruins are. And I think that in general, I'm looking at this West Coast road trip with optimism. I think that there's no reason to think that they'll go out there and just tank it. However, West Coast road trips have been pretty hit or miss for these Bruins teams, even when they were going into the season with much higher expectations than what we have for them right now. It can be an equalizer, a West Coast road trip for a team like the Bruins. Kind of, you're riding high, things are looking good, you've won a few games, you've opened some eyes, you got some guys playing well. You also just lost your top D-man. He had surgery today. Fluto Shinzawa said there's no timetable for the return, and I don't believe, can you look this up, Joe? Can you look up if they say what kind of surgery he had? Because I don't know exactly what happened. All we got was upper body facial injury, right? So I don't know what sort of surgery he had, but I can venture a guess. It may have been some kind of reconstructive surgery. It may have been to reset his jaw if he broke his jaw. I don't know if he did or not. I know a bunch of teeth went flying out and he was bleeding pretty bad. You take a slapper right to the cheek, you could break your jaw for sure. And if that's the case, maybe his jaw got wired shut. I don't know. I have no idea. That's usually what you do when that type of thing happens. Do we know? Does it say what kind of surgery it was?
I'm looking through a bunch of articles. It doesn't say specifically what facial surgery it is.
Okay. Now, we all remember Zdeno Chara playing in that playoff game with his jaw wired shut and that big mask on. And that was pretty cool. I've had my jaw wired shut before. True story. I feel like I'm telling a lot of stories about myself tonight. But when I was a sophomore in high school, I broke my jaw and I had to have it wired shut for like a long time, for like 6 weeks. And you want to lose weight, boy, that's how you do it. You will drop the, forget Ozempic, forget Awaken 180. Break your jaw and get it wired shut, and you will drop those pounds. People will be worried about you, but you will drop those pounds real quick. And you'll get real tired of milkshakes, real tired of them. You know what I would do because I busted out like a tooth? I would take like, a hamburger or, a little piece of something that I like, and I'd put it through the slot where the tooth was missing. And you can't chew it, so you just have to wait for it to, like, break down. But at least you get the flavor, you get the taste. It was really gross, man. It was pretty gross. One thing you also get when you break your jaw is a big jug of liquid Percocet. Or at least that's what I got. And it was unlimited refills. It was a different time. This is back in the 2000s. This is a while ago. I don't know if they do that now. You know another thing they give you when you break your jaw? Just one last thing. They give you clippers, like wire cutters. And they say, if you ever feel like you're going to get sick, cut the wires, because otherwise you'll Jimi Hendrix yourself. I was like, oh, that's cool. Thanks. That's going to be easy to fall asleep now. I'm sleeping with one pair of cutters in my hand. I got one under the pillow. I got one on the nightstand. I just know it. Everywhere I go, I'm ready to cut the wires in case I need to. I never had to. And if I had to, I probably would have panicked and screwed it up and choked to death of my own vomit. But luckily, it never came to that. Anyway, whatever it is with Charlie McAvoy, get well soon, buddy. And if they do wire your jaw shut, make sure you get some good clippers that work well. All right, let's move on to our next headline. And that would be, in the NFL, Michael Penix done for the year with another ACL. And that is an unfortunate thing, certainly for the Atlanta Falcons. I saw an article today about how the Falcons did everything they could to try and get out of QB hell. And unfortunately, they're right back in it. They signed a guy to a huge contract, and they drafted a guy in the top 10, and it doesn't matter. Michael Penix, a partially torn ACL, got a second opinion on it, really didn't want to have this because this is going to be a full ACL reconstruction, which he's already had. He has had a lot of problems with his knees in college. He tore his right ACL twice in college. This is the fifth season-ending injury he's had in 8 seasons between college and the NFL. And that is just a shame. You know, I liked Penix at Washington. I like him in the NFL. I think he's a good player. I think he has a lot of potential, and he's a tough guy. But, boy, you know, those knees go out on you. They go out on you. And this happened in the third quarter against Carolina. He was replaced by Kirk Cousins. And Cousins is going to just have to be the guy for the rest of the season.
You like that? You like that?
Not that guy anymore. You know, Kirk Cousins is not that guy anymore. That was a pretty bad contract he was given. I understood why they were doing it at the time. I thought, well, they got this young offense, have a veteran quarterback come in. And then they drafted Penix, too, and it's like, well, wait a minute. What are you doing? You just gave Cousins $180 million, and now you're using your draft pick for a quarterback, too? That's weird. A lot of people were surprised by that. But then, you know, Penix comes in, he plays, he's looking okay. Cousins doesn't look very good. And, you know, I'm not saying Penix was perfect this year or anything like that, but I think he was developing on a positive track. This throws a huge wrench into all of that. Eventually, you know, your knees just get too carved up. You can't run anymore. You can't really move anymore. You can't set your feet. You can't throw as much as you can't throw as hard. Like, all those things happen when you have that much problems, that many problems there with your ACL and have that many surgeries on them. It's just this one, you know, this one's tough. And you sort of look at that draft class now. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting one. Penix, I thought, could have ended up being one of the success stories from it. And I thought that from the second they drafted him. I thought, well, you know what? I don't really believe in Kirk Cousins. Penix should take over that offense soon enough, and that's a pretty good offense. You know, that's a good offense. You got good, young, cost-controlled players all up and down that offense. Running back, wide receiver, tight end, etc. And Pitts he's not that good, but, you know, he's a young, athletic guy who can, you know, he can go off once in a while. Drake London's a certified stud. Bijan Robinson's a certified stud. Caleb Williams in Chicago has that team on a pretty good track right now. Jaden Daniels, that injury, he's had a tough follow-up to his big rookie season, but so far you can definitely say he's been a success there in Washington. J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, the other team that's 9-2 is Bo Nix's team. Interesting. Interesting look at that draft class. I think there's still a lot of the story that needs to be told here with all these guys. You know, Caleb Williams, I don't think anybody knows exactly what he is. Jaden Daniels, we'll see with the injury and all that. Penix, that injury's tough. Bo Nix, we'll see what he really is. J.J. McCarthy, I don't think there's much more with him, but out of all of those guys, you look at Drake May, and he really does look like the most rock-solid one, doesn't he? Yes, Joe.
I was going to say, as of right now, where would you rank those quarterbacks? It seems like May would be your number one, but everything else after that?
May, number one. I think I'd have Williams number two. Well, no, I'd have Daniels number two, I guess. But right now, like today, the snapshot of the season right now, you have to give Daniels the nod then, because he went to an NFC Championship game. So I guess all in all, you've added both of them together. That includes Drake May last year. It would go Daniels first, May second. It's really 1A and 1B. Then Williams. Then Nix. Actually, flip that. Nix, Williams, Penix, McCarthy. That's how I'd rank them. And that's not that I think Penix stunk or anything. I just told you. I thought he was, you know, playing pretty well, and I thought he was on a good track. Now, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with him. And McCarthy, I think, just may be a bust. But, yeah, the rest of those guys, you know, what can you say? They've all turned their teams around pretty dramatically. With the Bears, with the Commanders, with the Patriots, with the Broncos, all of those teams. I mean, they got their quarterbacks, and now they're on the right track. In different levels of that, for sure, but they're all right there, right now, on the right track. Absolutely. All right, one more. This one hits home for me as Stanley Morgan, my guy, the first football player I really, really liked. He was one. Him and Andre Tippett. Those were my two guys when I was like a young kid, growing up, just getting into football. That was probably the best player on the defense and the best player on the offense when I was a child. Those were my guys. Stanley Morgan, who I thought was the fastest person in the world. I thought Stanley Morgan was by far the fastest person who ever lived when I was growing up. I really did. And it's not like it's that far off. He was a track star, and it was a home run hitter type of wide receiver for the Patriots back in those days. He played 13 seasons from 1977 to 1989, finished with 72 touchdowns, and averaged 19.2 yards per catch, the highest career average for any receiver with at least 500 catches in NFL history. Still holds the franchise all-time record for receiving yards, inducted into the Pats Hall of Fame in 2007. In the senior category class of 2026, a group reserved for players whose careers ended more than 25 years ago, Morgan is one of 9 semifinalists. And I hope he gets in. I do. Because those Patriots from that era don't get a lot of recognition. They really don't. Here's who he's up against. Ken Anderson, quarterback for the Bengals. Roger Craig, who is the running back on those Niners teams with Rice and Montana. I remember him. I'm surprised he's not in, honestly. Henry Ellard played from 83 to 1998, a wide receiver with the Rams mostly. L.C. Greenwood, defensive end with the Steelers and the Steel Curtain. Joe Jacoby, Redskins offensive linebacker. I think played with Munoz, I think. Eddie Meter, Stanley Morgan, Steve Tasker, Otis Taylor. I think out of all of those names, the ones that will give Morgan the most run will be Craig. I'd take Morgan over Ellard. Tasker, 7 Pro Bowls for him. I mean, that's a lot. Special teamer, but still. A name that people recognize for sure. I don't know about Greenwood. I don't know about Jacoby. I just don't remember them that well. Otis Taylor, retired in 75. I don't remember him at all. But those names sort of mentioned right there, I'd say Craig would be Morgan's main competition. You may disagree. That's just how I look at it in my 43-year-old millennial glasses that I'm looking through. But I hope he gets there because I loved Stanley Morgan. Oh, man, I loved him. I thought he was awesome. And I thought it took a long time before they got another wide receiver like him. It was really until like Terry Glenn. You know, after they drafted Glenn, it was like, okay, they got another big play receiver. And then, you know, Glenn obviously was out after the Parcells era and Pete the Poodle there, and then 1 year of Belichick, and then he was off. So that was that. But either way, that is one thing that I hope happens. I hope Morgan gets it. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we have the New England Nightly News. Big news in the Boston restaurant scene. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting some texts about my story about breaking my jaw. It really happened. I can show you the x-rays. Arkan, were you able to talk? Oh, my God, I'd lose my mind. I was kind of. I had to talk like this, like I couldn't open my mouth. So what I did is I got a little dry erase board, and I would write stuff on it because it was a pain in the ass to try and talk. And also, did I mention I had a unlimited refillable jug of liquid Percocet, which also made it a bit of a challenge to talk sometimes. One thing you had to do a lot of is you had to really swish around a lot of hydrogen peroxide because your mouth's closed. There's no air getting in there. I mean, it's like a swamp, you know? It was gross. So you really had to do a lot of that. You brush your teeth, but you're only brushing the outside. You can't get in. So you had to, with the peroxide every day, every morning, every night, it was gross. And you know what you don't realize until you can't open your mouth? You don't realize how often food is being advertised to you until you can't eat it. And when I say, like, every billboard had a picture of a Big Mac or a quarter pounder or a Whopper or whatever, I mean, they were everywhere. Pizza is just constantly food in your face. And they do such a good job of making the food look good. Again, that's another thing you don't really appreciate unless you're really hungry or you haven't eaten solid food in 6 weeks. Like, you're looking at everything and just like, oh, God, that looks... That Applebee's ribs, those look good. Oh, my God. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be an ad for a food you don't even like. And you're sitting there just like, oh, God, I can't wait to eat again.
And you can't get away from it because you said you look at the billboards and you're like, okay, let's go our mind with TV. But the commercials are all about food.
Nothing. There's no way. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. Either someone's eating or there's someone trying to get you to eat food. It's like those Grubhub commercials. Or it's like, we just invented football as a way to sell people food. It's basically all life. That's what humanity is all the time. It's just people trying to get you to eat their food. That's it. Because it's one of those things, you know, you have to eat food. You're going to have to eat food. Can't not eat food. So why not eat our food? That's basically what everyone's trying to tell you all the time. And when you can't eat food, when all you're having is soup and milkshakes, and the milkshakes... At first, it's like, cool, I like milkshakes. And then it's like 6 weeks of milkshakes. And not just regular milkshakes. You got to put that weight gain powder in it, which doesn't work, by the way, either, when you're not eating anything else. I think that was just to keep me from not withering up into nothing. Was that, you know, the GNC, the weight gain stuff? Because I lost a lot of weight. I mean, I was skinny anyway, and I lost a lot of weight. It was pretty gnarly. But you just get so sick of all the soups and all that other stuff. And eventually I got the wires off, but they were still like, just be careful because, you know, the jaw's still healing. You can get the wires off now, you can talk and all that, but still eat, like, basically just eat baby food for the first, like, week. And I was like, this is unacceptable, man. Do you know how long I've been waiting to eat anything? Anything. I was like, what about, like, a McDonald's cheeseburger? It's not a lot of force to bite into one of those things. Are you telling me I can't even do that? They're like, don't do it. Just don't do it. And so then for another week, I'm just obsessed with eating a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's all I can think about. I go to bed, I'm thinking about it. I have dreams about it at night. I wake up, it's the first thing I think about. Can I eat a cheeseburger today? Oh, it's no way to live, I'll tell you. It's really no way to live.
That's a very helpful advice for Charlie McAvoy.
Yes. Charlie, I hope that's not what is going on with you. That's all. I hope whatever it is not getting your jaw wired shut for a long, long time. But I'll tell you that, I mean, it didn't look good. We all watched it together. That was pretty nasty. Since we're talking about food, let's get to the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Okay, as many of you know, and as you just heard, I'm a bit of a foodie, right?
A bit?
Sitting there lusting after quarter pounders and Whoppers and whatever, but I do like going out. I do like checking out new restaurants. And this is a big, big day and a big week for the Boston restaurant scene.
We're not short on accolades, except for when it comes to Michelin stars.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
We don't have a Michelin star restaurant. The first one was just announced last night in the new Michelin Guide to Northeast Cities.
All right, let's get right to NBC 10's Jeff Saperstone, who's here with who's being honored. Wow, Jeff, it's about time.
Yeah, about time. We have so many good restaurants here in the city and in the region as well. This is Boston's debut in the Michelin Guide. City's tourism boards have to pay to be involved in this prestigious program. Several other restaurants were recognized as well. First to the big prize here, 311 Omakase on Tremont Street in the South End was given the coveted Michelin star. It's one of the most sought-after honors a restaurant can receive. The award is based on visits from independent anonymous inspectors. The Japanese restaurant, known for its sushi, features a range of fish and other delicacies. If you want to go, be prepared to wait, though. It has only 10 seats and offers two seatings a night at 5:30 and 8:30.
Okay. That's 10 seats. with two seatings. 3-1-1 Omakase on Tremont Street. I have not been there. I have not been there. I had not even heard of it before before hearing that it got the Michelin star. I love me some sushi. I know there's some other really good sushi places in Boston that I have been to. But I guess this is the one. They got the Michelin star. I wonder if they had more seats, if they'd still have the Michelin star. I kind of feel like only having 10 seats and two seatings, that like, it's like having Daniel Day-Lewis in your movie, like you know you're going to get some Oscar buzz, just so long as it's small and really, really tough to get into. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's that kind of thing. That is the first Boston restaurant to ever have a Michelin star. I'm shocked by that. So many great restaurants, past and present, in this city. And that damn tire company never figured it out. It's the same tire. It's Michelin tires. That is the Michelin that does these ratings. It's true. And it started in 1900, and it was to encourage people with cars to travel to different places and try the different restaurants. That's how the Michelin thing started, the Michelin restaurant guide. And it was started by a tire company, and now it's like the be-all, end-all. That and the James Beard Awards, like those are the two main things for restaurants in the world. if you get involved with those, then you really did something great. So this place got it. And there were a bunch of other places that were recognized, not with the Michelin star, but what were they called? There was the Bib Gourmand recipient. Six other Boston restaurants were awarded with known as the Bib Gourmand for offering the best value for money. That would be Bar Volpe, Fox and the Knife, Sumayo, Pagu, and Jahunger in Cambridge, and Mahanium in Brookline. I've heard of Fox and the Knife. I've heard of Bar Volpe. I've not heard of the other ones. Then there's Michelin recommended restaurants from Boston. According to the Boston Business Journal, several other area restaurants were named recommended restaurants, which means they did not earn a star, but the organization judged their food by the same five criteria, and they're recognized as establishments serving good food. That's nice to be recognized as one of those. It's like, you don't get a star, but we're going to tell everyone that you got good food. Thanks, Michelin. Thank you, old French tire company. Thank you very much.
The exact same thing as leaving a good Yelp review.
Basically, yeah. Boston restaurants that were recommended for this, for the You Serve Good Food Award, are Asta, Carmelina's, La Padrona, don't know that. I know Austin Carmelina's. Lennox Sophia, is that in the Lennox? Is that the place that is that what replaced that Irish bar? In the Lennox Hotel, maybe? I'm not sure. Moon Cusser, not familiar. Neptune Oyster, was just talking about them. Select Oyster Bar, my wife used to live down there before we were married, and we used to go to Select Oyster Bar all the time. That place is the best. Oh, I love Select Oyster Bar. So good. Oh, man. I haven't been back there in a while. That's another place. It's tough to get a seat. If you get one, delicious. What else? Let's see. Woods Hill Pier 4, which used to be Anthony's Pier 4, which was, for a time, the number one restaurant like in Boston and maybe in the country in the 70s. If you ever were in Anthony's Pier 4 before it closed down, there was just this wall of people. I mean, it was incredible. An entire, what, just the Anthony Athanas there with all these dignitaries and all these famous celebrities and all this stuff. It was really hot-ish, was Anthony's Pier 4. I used to love going to Anthony's Pier 4. I went there for my birthday dinner for a couple years. That was the place I wanted to go for my birthday dinner. It was great. You get this, girls come by with the bread. One time I almost burned Anthony's Pier 4 down. I almost didn't burn it down. But they have candles, and they come over with the bread, and I was really, really hungry, and so I reached over, I grabbed the bread, I pulled it over, and I pulled the thing too close to the candle, and the paper in the bread basket went up in flames. We all dumped water on it, and it was smoking for a little bit. Didn't set the alarm off, but people definitely noticed. I don't think Anthony came over and said anything, but people definitely noticed that. This place that has replaced it now, Woods Hill Pier 4. It hasn't really replaced it. It looks completely different now. It's not the same thing, but it's in that old space. And there's like a whole luxury condo building on top of it. And it's really nice. I mean, it's really, really good food. You can sit outside, you know, in the nice weather, and it's just a nice part of that area down there. So that's nice to see. Let's see what else. There were five Cambridge restaurants: Julia, Moika, Oleana, Pammy's. I've been to Pammy's in Central Square. Italian food, delicious. Urban Hearth, Newton Center, Thistle and Leek, and a place in Lynn called Nightshade Noodle Bar, which I'm not familiar with, but congratulations to all of them. Always love talking restaurants. And big fan of the city finally getting recognized here by these snooty, fancy French tire people who finally decided to acknowledge that Boston has some good restaurants. Took them long enough.
Yeah, what they have against Boston
on
the restaurant scene?
No idea. I'm shocked that they didn't have a star until now. I would have thought they'd have had several. There were a lot of famous restaurants. Anthony's, I would have thought, would have gotten one at some point or something. I mean, just, you know, there was a time when there weren't, you know, lots of restaurants. Just weren't. There was, you know, Howard Johnson's. I've heard my father talk about this. He's like, yeah, he didn't really go out to dinner. He'd go to Howard Johnson's when that was like a thing. And, you know, people started opening more restaurants, and it was a bigger deal. In some neighborhoods, this was obviously places where there were lots of restaurants, but... it is different, I guess, depending on where you grew up.
Yeah, anyways. Thank you for letting me know about Anthony's, because I actually live down the street from it in Swampscott, and it's nice to know it's not just an abandoned parking lot.
Anthony's Pier 4?
Well, it's going to be closed down now, but that was one of... They have a place in Swampscott, which is right down the road. Anthony's. Anthony's Pier 4.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, well, it's closed now, but there is a location that's... right down the street from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize there was another one. And now it's Hawthorne by the Sea Tavern, this place?
Yeah.
Looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's nice to know that it wasn't just an abandoned parking lot, because I've lived up there for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I've wondered, oh, what is that place like?
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Anthony Jr., Michael, and Paul Athanas. Yeah, it was the same family. How about that? I didn't know they had another location. I didn't. I only knew about the one down in the seaport. That's cool. Yeah, it's not cool that it closed, but I guess, you know, you got to close the big one. You might as well close that one, too. The Athanases, they had to, because they own most of the property down there, I thought, in the seaport, which back then was all parking lots. So they must have made out pretty well, I think, with all the contracts and everything and, you know, all of that. I don't know anything. Just I remember them having a lot of property down there, and now it's all built up into this wild part of town, this, you know, huge, fancy part of town. Used to just be Barking Crab, the No Name, and the Anthony's, and that was it. the Harbor Lights down there, too, which is now the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion or whatever? Nice place to see a show. And if there's a show of a band that you like, you can just go sit out on the Legals deck there and listen to it. I was there one time, and then all of a sudden I hear like the Talking Heads. I was like, oh, nice. I love the Talking Heads. And I sat out on the patio and I listened to the Talking Heads concert. It was great. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There's your New England Nightly News. Coming up, Bill Belichick had a very interesting day. Was at a adult cheerleading competition, cheering on his girlfriend. We'll get into that next.
Chef's kiss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Been here, done that. What's next? You and you and you get the X. Now let's go back to the dance floor.
What you just heard there was just a little taste, audio taste, of the routine being done by the Code Black Cheer Extreme All-Stars X Evolution. Jordan Hudson's team, Code Black, performed. You just heard a little snippet of it right there. If you're watching on Twitch, we can get a little video clip of it up there for you. As I believe,
and David beautifully put the arrow tracking Jordan.
Thank you very much. That's Jordan up there in the middle. You can see her busting a move. Looks great. Jordan looks good. Jordan looks great. This cheerleading competition is an adult co-ed cheerleading competition in North Carolina in Raleigh. So no one had to go too far. And some pictures emerged. Just funny pictures. I don't know. I think these cheerleaders, they have them all dressed up. They're just up in funny outfits. Like Jordan's hair is extra. Everybody's hair is extra. They all got these glittery suits on. Like they're just, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's funny. I think it's funny. No disrespect to any adult cheerleaders out there. It's just, I don't know. You know, like, when I think cheerleader, I think someone of a certain age, I guess. I don't know. I don't mean that in a creepy way. It's just, you know, cheerleaders. They usually, you know, you get to adult cheerleaders in the pros, but I don't know. I didn't go to a high school that had cheerleaders, but we'd go and play teams that did, and it was like, oh, cool, you have cheerleaders. Like, we didn't have that. So I guess maybe I'm just jealous that my school didn't have it.
I love the photo David showing on Twitch right now. Belichick just looks so disgusted.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe I have to be here.
I mean, he's there. He's there. He's cheering her on. Jordan has got her hair all done up. What I don't understand is there's only, in my opinion, there's only really two great cheerleader outfits that have ever existed. Dallas Cowboys and USC, those sweaters with the little skirts like that. Those are two iconic ones. And
we're not talking about this.
No, we are talking about this, Jordan, because I think it's important. I don't know why USC is the only school that has that look. How has no one ripped that off yet? That's the best. I mean, those, it's classy and it's cool. You know, they look cool. Dallas Cowboys, obviously, that's a whole thing. That's an iconic look for sure. And it's a look that's like evolved over time too. But USC with the sweaters, like those are, that's cool. You know, Southern California, you're wearing a sweater, doing flips and stuff, looking cool. Jordan, back in April, posted a video of herself practicing some cheerleading in a North Carolina shirt. And back in around that time, and I read something about this, I want to say back in March, Jordan quit this team. She quit this cheerleading team. And there was a report in the Washington Post about it. And it included that Jordan left the team and wrote a very long letter to her team announcing her departure. And she wrote in this letter, I just thought this was funny. She said, "In my office and in my household, we uphold the philosophy of team, teammate, self. in my office and in my household. What? Okay. Hudson went on to say she understood that some of her teammates might have felt that lately she'd been, quote, selfishly putting my needs above the needs of the team. She explained that this was only partly true and that she had actually been putting the needs of her other teams above her own needs for recreation, which is what she considered cheerleading to be. With that being said, Jordan wrote, it is important to me that you all hear the news from me directly, announcing that because of her inability to prioritize this particular team, she would be withdrawing from the roster. This was back in March. During this time, Hudson went on, I faced a slow exterior erasure of my strong individual identity. I can't thank you enough for helping keep me that intact by embracing me for me. It's so difficult for me to give up my time with you because I feel like I'm giving up part of myself in the process. She went on to become the busiest woman in the world after that. And somehow, despite running Belichick Enterprises, despite being a very important part of everything Bill does, she's made her way back to this team, which I think is, you know, get you a girl who can do it all, is what that, the moral of that story is.
Someone who can be a cheerleader and do Photoshop.
Sure. I mean, the Photoshop, Adobe Photoshop, actually, is what it's called. But yeah, she had to leave the team because her responsibilities with Bill were just overwhelming. All that Adobe Photoshopping she had to do, all those websites she had to make, and so forth. But despite all of that, she clearly returned to the team, as you saw in the video. There she is. That's great. I didn't know that there were, like, I figured if you were an adult cheerleader, that then you were like a professional cheerleader, like you were cheerleading for like a team or something, if you were an adult cheerleader. I didn't know that there was like adult cheerleader competitions like that. I just didn't know that those existed. Also, when you look at it, it's not like she's 24, 25. 25-year-old cheerleaders, I'm sure, cheering for teams right now. That's not a crazy old age to be or anything. But what is a crazy old age for Bill Belichick to be at one of these things? Bill at this thing, can you bring that picture back up, David? Because if you just see the people around Bill, like just the other people in the picture with him, and then you see him, it's very, very funny. It's just the world that I can't imagine he ever thought he'd be a part of. Although, do you remember in the Tom Brady roast, they were ripping on Bill? They're like, oh, you got to go to some cheerleader competition to meet your next girlfriend or something. Someone said that to him. I forget which one. But just look, you look at the picture and you see all these like cheerleader people.
So which one's your granddaughter?
There's Bill. There's Bill just looking like he'd rather be anywhere in the world. He's got the bitter beer face going on. The Keystone Light bitter beer face. Remember those commercials? He looks like that. He looks as old and awful as ever. I mean, really, like he's looking like looking pretty rough in that picture. And it's not just because everybody else is looking fabulous, because everyone else, including that guy in the foreground, looks fabulous in that picture. Bill, though, just meh. By the way, UNC got smacked around by Wake Forest. And rather than, you know, we're on to Duke, we're on to the cheerleading competition with Jordan. I mean, what can you say? What can you say about this?
You can't say they don't support each other.
They definitely support each other. If Bill Belichick's job was supporting Jordan, he'd be doing very well at that job. Unfortunately, his job is to be the head coach and head guy in charge over there with the UNC football team, and that's not going particularly well at all. But, you know, Jordan and her cheerleading is going great. I mean, that was a good routine. You saw the routine. Jordan was out there slaying, okay? Slaying. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to reset on the Patriots, a little bit on the Red Sox as well. We got the Arcan Fire and Clickbait, which is one of the scarier ones I've done. We'll have that for you at 9:45, 9 o'clock hour coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.